I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Pledged aid to Haiti is at almost $15 billion. Connie Winterstein of Food for the Hungry says the rainy season is here and hurricane season is fast approaching. People still need shelter, but relief workers want it done right this time. Normally in this dilemma, the first response is to panic. But Winterstein says they found a partial solution.
They are changing these very temporary shelters to what they call transitional shelters that can last up to 5 years, and they can withstand Category 2 hurricane.
Pray with the local churches as they help Haitians find shelter of a different sort.
Despite the horrible tragedy, people do find salvation.
Next, Asia is seeing unprecedented church growth, with the number of believers in one Buddhist country alone growing from 50,000 to 1.5 million in the last decade. Joe Handley of Asian Access says the danger now comes from not having enough leaders. A2 developed a training model for new believers.
We are focusing on four key outcomes: living in a love relationship with God, growing as a Christ-like leader, reproducing disciple-making leaders, and planting multiplying churches.
The training lasts about 2 years. Handley says,
the more you can focus on abiding in Christ and Christ-like character, the more you strengthen the church.
And Cure International's hospital in the capital city of Niger is in the final stages of construction and scheduled to open as planned in September. And soon they'll be able to move equipment in and start the process of hiring and training staff. Ultimately, the hospital won't be just a place of physical healing, but also a place of hope and healing in Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates, at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.